This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They declared a tornado emergency overnight in Tupelo, Mississippi, after several tornadoes rolled across the state. Damage, but no immediate word of any injuries. In California, three people are dead and dozens of others injured after a boat, apparently trying to smuggle people into the U.S., flipped over and broke apart in powerful surf along the rocky coast of San Diego, say authorities. Fire rescue Lieutenant Rick Romero on what happened to that boat.
They got blown in, hit by waves, broadsided, landed on the reef. People were slowly jumping off the vessel and then just basically broke apart from its own weight and from the waves.
Andrew Brown Jr.'s funeral is today. The black man shot and killed by deputies in North Carolina who were trying to serve search and arrest warrants on drug-related charges. Lawmakers in some states have been considering bills this year to make the disciplinary records of police officers public or share them with other agencies. The AP's Julie Walker.
Police disciplinary records are shielded from the media and public in about 20 states. At least 16 have contemplated making the records public. Supporters say it could help improve police accountability, build community trust, and prevent officers with disciplinary problems who leave one department from being hired by another. Opponents say it could harm the reputations of officers with only minor infractions or even put them in danger. I'm Julie Walker.
Apple goes to court today. Epic Games, which makes the video game Fortnite, alleges that Apple's App Store is an illegal monopoly that squeezes mobile apps for a slice of their earnings. Apple denies that. Dan Ives is an analyst with Wedbush Securities.
It's not just about Epic. It's about the industry. Everyone's watching this closely to see if Apple ultimately could defend its moat, or if there's any sort of judgment against it, which would have a massive ripple impact.
This is AP News. India is reporting hundreds of thousands of new coronavirus cases just today on this one day. They're wrestling with a catastrophic surge in the virus. The AP's Karen Shamas is overseas.
In the midst of a monstrous surge of COVID-19 infections, the Indian government has opened vaccinations to all adults in hopes of taming the spread. Despite being the world's largest maker of vaccines, the country is still short of critical supplies due to slow manufacturing and a lack of raw materials. New Delhi resident Sakshi Kumar was relieved to be getting her vaccine.
Me and my family have already had COVID. So now I think this will be a good thing so that we don't get infected again.
India's states and federal governments are expected to take on the task of immunizing 900 million Indian adults as the price of private vaccinations proves too high for the majority of the population. I'm Karen Chamas.
The virus has now killed more than 3.2 million people around the world. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.